forgive how I look. I just gotten back from Frolenfest over in Yokohama. I'm a little litty. It was good. But I got back and I connected to my ship's Wi-Fi, so your comment populated, and I'm mad that this joke has never popped into my head. Because it's fucking good, and I'm gonna use it. I'm gonna steal it in your joke. I even made a claw machine joke, and I didn't even think of an add another quarter, get the other half. Anyway, honestly, I never researched into why they didn't get the other half, but I have my own assumptions. Because Project Azorian had never been done before, right? Like, we're talking 15,000 feet below sea level. Like, we've never, at this point, raised anything from that depth. The Glomar Explorer, it's a new item. Like, there's no schematics, there's no previous ideas, there's no, we tried this, it didn't work. It's straight from scratch. And if it wasn't for Howard Hughes, who funneled in U.S. modern dollars, $4 billion modern U.S. dollars into this project, wouldn't have been able to do it in the first place. So over 6 years, it takes countless engineers, countless studying, countless attempts and fails. Apparently you can't just take a boat and scale it bigger and it works. There's more to go into it. Like, that was one of the issues they learned, is you can't just scale up without fixing the scaling. So much was learned and realized and fixed during Project Azorian, and these 6 years, it was a lot. So the fact that they could even get the Glomar Explorer seaworthy and functional enough to go from, you know, northeastern U.S. down the fucking Cape of South America and then back up north of Hawaii, to then have the claw work, they weren't sure Clementine would work, to pick up half was shocking to a lot of people. They only had a 10% success rate, right? Like, in official reports, 10% was on a good day. So when they were doing that, K-129 split in half, and Clementine, the claw, didn't quite break as she disintegrated. The cost-reward ratio versus the timeline, and now Russia knew what we were doing, because we told them when we found their people. The risk to reward just wasn't there, especially at this point in the tail end of the Cold War. They never just went back for it. So while you're put the quarter in joke and go for another round, ow, damn, is hilarious. That's kind of the reason. They didn't have another quarter to put in. They put the whole quarter in first round. And they got birthing. So. I'm stealing your joke. It's mine now. I clawed it. It's mine. That made my whole fucking night. I'm already kind of litty from going to Frolenfest over in Yokohama. I'm stealing your joke.